standby. Five, four, three, two, one.
Ayubowan, better than a thousand words that are senseless and that have nothing to do with the path leading to Nibbana is one word which means sense and which could calm one down. So we warmly welcome you to Dhamma Hadaya, another knowledge discussion with a couple of resource personnel. And we intend to continue our discussion we had last week about the Pancha Skanda and then on to the Pancha Upadana Kanda. And if I remind you of what we have been talking last week, we have been talking about the Pancha Upadana Kanda, and we have been talking more about the first element, the Rupa. So to continue this discussion, I have invited the same resource personnel, that is Professor Ravi Koggalage, the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University, and he is a meditator and as well a teacher of meditation. Then we have Dr. Shiroma Bandara, who has come all the way from UK, and she too is a teacher of meditation. We warmly welcome both of you to our studio tonight. And as I said, Dr. Shiroma, we have been talking last Monday, we have been talking about the Pancha Upadana Kanda. We just initiated the discussion, and we have been talking more about the first element, the Rupa or the matter. We would like you to initiate the continuation of this discussion.
Okay, we had a very profound, very deep discussion with Professor Ravi. And I guess today we have to move on to the rest of the elements. So if this is Rupa, and there is the Nama side of it, the mental component of that, which comprises of Vedana, Sanya, the perceptions, the mental formations, and within which is consciousness. So I guess that is what we have to initiate today. And as we discussed the other day, the rising of that, of the Nama component, is because of the Rupa. Rupa gives rise to the Nama element arising at the sense basis. And they are like very spontaneously, simultaneously, the Vedana, Sanya, Sankara occurs. Through the Sankara, then the rest of the Bhava series, because we cling to all that, the Bhava will unfold. So it is important, as we discuss the Rupa and we are trying to see through Pajanati of the Rupa element, we need to do the same with Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. And coming back to Satipatthana, Buddha very compassionately has taught us how to look at Vedana, use Vedana, and understand Vedana, to let go of Vedana. So that is Vedana Anupassana. And Chitta Anupassana, again, the rest of the mind element, we look at that. And Dhammanupassana, we will look at the whole of the Panchaskanda and the Panchasupadanaskanda rising and passing. And it creating this whole delusion and illusion of a I.
Of an I?
Yes, of a person.
Okay.
Yes.
Professor Ravi?
Yes, in simple terms, now Nama Dhamma, they are Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, or due to Chaitana, and the Vijnana. And if we separate Rupa part. And of course, Rupa, worldly level, we have identified Ajjata Rupa and Bahidya Rupa. Of course, there are 11 different ways you can categorize Rupa. For example, Atita Rupa, past, Anagata Rupa,
future,
future not arise yet. then the pachupanna, vartamana, the present rupa. And so on, there are 11 categories you can put those rupa into.
Okay.
But again, I have to tell you, this is for person at, you know, worldly level. They can put rupa into any of these categories, identifying of them. Right? But the ultimate goal of Karanupassana, looking at rupa, according to Buddha's teachings, I may remind, its purpose is not to cling on to any of those things. Achakinchi loke upadhyati. So we have to keep that in mind.
Which means?
Nachakinchi, nothing. Right? Nothing, something called rupa, for you to get attached, get clean.
Okay. There's nothing called matter for you to get attached.
Okay. Yes. So, final goal of practicing Karanupassana is get rid of rupa. Because they appear to us. So, we believe they are there because of our delusion, deluded mind. They remember the vinyana, the magician.
Yes.
So, magician is telling us, okay, I is there. The rupa object, outside object is there. This is exactly chakku vinyana telling us. Right? If you take other vinyanas, doing the same thing, ajjata and bahidda. Right? Now, this is just to keep in mind from the Dhamma, the what we have to achieve. Right? You should have a rough idea of what the purpose of doing that. Of course, as a beginner, the purpose would be to reduce your anger or attachment.
Okay.
Or to be complete, reduce or suppress your panchanivarana. Right?
Okay.
So, any of these meditations, initially it will happen. Right? But, again, that is behind the, you know, as I mentioned last time, Purva Pratipada or the worldly level.
Yeah.
You haven't touched the supramundane level yet.
Yeah.
Unless you use the Dhamma Buddha's teachings, such as Paticchasamuppada and so on, cause and effect. Now, that's why this, some kind of knowledge, hearing and think about it, right? Jnanato Passato, where is very important for one to follow the Satara Satipatthana. Even without hearing that, you can follow. But you have to think about the last program I mentioned. There were many such persons who used to practice similar meditations. And without hearing Buddha's teachings, no one has at least entered to the Sotapattimagga.
Right.
So we have to keep that in mind.
Yes. So I think all 8 jhanas have been achieved, but not the stages of sainthood, not even the first stage of sainthood.
Exactly. Right? Now, coming back to this nama and rupa. Nama term, we can summarize 3 things. Apart from rupa, the vedana, sanya, and the sankhara. Right? And vijnana is the consciousness itself. Or mind itself getting knowing about these things. Right? Now, rupa, as we used to believe, we can, you know, have external rupa or internal rupa like our body. Right? Body and the outside rupa, whatever belongs to the world. Then, how do we get to know about that rupa is existing? Through this nama dhamma. Is through Vedana, Sanya, and the Sankhara. So this is the connecting point. Matter and the mind. And that appears as an object to the Vijnana. So I may have to use the part of Paticchasamuppada.
Yes,
Vijnana Paccaya Nama Rupa. Right? And it is mentioned Nama Rupa Paccaya Vijnana as well. And the simile given was Batamiti Deka. I don't know how to translate it. The
sugarcane.
To
bundles of sugarcane.
Not sugarcane, actually,
no,
it is bamboos.
Bamboo, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a deep meaning there as well.
All right.
Because all those are empty.
inside the center.
In Pali it is known as tachasara. Tacha means your skin. So only skin. There's nothing like sara inside that.
So referring that is to very the profound. Body?
Rupa. Nama rupa is one batamitya, the other one is the vijnana. So if you keep these two together, each supporting to the other, right? Without one of them, simply the other one cannot exist. If you remove one of them, other one cannot stand like that.
Right?
You need support from each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as in Abhidhamma, the anyamanya pratyaya. So helping each other.
Okay.
So vijnana helping namarupa, namarupa helping vijnana. The important message is both must exist together. That is a...
For survival.
We can't just talk about one single thing.
Okay.
Without the support of the other. So without vijnana, no one knows about namarupa.
Sure.
Because namarupa appears to vijnana. Right? So unless you see something, for example, you don't know it is existing. Right? For example, I might say there's a transparent devata here.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
So simply it is not existing first because our vijnana cannot see that. It is not appearing to our vijnana using one of our senses. Right? So we can talk about it only it appears to our vijnana as a nama-rupa. Now nama-rupa and rupa itself, there's a difference. That is where you have to get this one of the jnanas, vidarsana jnanas, nama-rupa paricheda jnana. You have to clearly see what is rupa, what is nama. Now, we used to believe, worldly level of course, we start with outside rupa or our body itself. But how do we get to know about this rupa? How do we get to know they are existing? Because of our vijnana. For the vijnana, the object is the nama rupa. Nama rupa in the sense, there are three namas, the Vedana, Sanya and Sankara, right? And these three referring to kind of rupa. So through this Vedana, Sanya and the Sankara, we are referring to one physical rupa. But only through the nama. Vijnana cannot directly go and observe the rupa itself. Okay? So any of these, the ayatana sense bases, the eye or ear, helping to generate this nama, that is Vedana, Sanya, Chaitana or the Sankara, and it is referring to outside rupa. For example, if you use your eye, I cannot see only something external. You can't even have to see inside of your eye.
Yeah, you can.
So something outside.
Yes.
So that's why we used to believe we have seen something external. But again, this external thing, our mind categorizes into two, ajata and bahida. For example, if you see your hand, with reference to eye, it is external.
Yes.
Otherwise you can't see. But we call these ajata rupa, belongs to my body.
Okay.
But if you carefully observe, what's the capability of eye? Seeing something external only.
Definitely.
And there's another way of looking at this as well, but I think this is enough.
Yes, Dr. Shiroma, do you have anything more to complete? Did I just
stop this, you're asking about other things, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara and Vijnana. So my point is, Vijnana is the consciousness or mind itself. right? And there's something for our vijnana to get to know about.
Okay.
That is, something belongs to the world, the external world.
Mm-hmm.
And vijnana get to know about that external thing using nama dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
That is also kind of mind kind of thing. It is not physical thing. Nama,
yeah,
in the sense they are not physical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So this nama dharma helping to connect rupa to the vijnana. It's
okay.
Like an interface, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there are ways to investigate this further,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to separate what is nama and rupa and so on.
Yes, Dr. Shiroma, do you agree with that?
Actually, one thing I was, something that came to my mind is that when you say that the Pali stanza that there is nothing out there,
mm-hmm,
it is, I think, what the Buddhist, that there is nothing out there that you it's worth clinging to. Nothing,
mm-hmm,
out there that you...
That is Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati.
Yeah, because in one sutra in Sanyukta Nikaya, I think the discussion goes between Mahakachayana Mahatero,
mm-hmm,
and the Buddha, and it is about the question that Mahakachayana Thero asked about Sammaditti in a very deep level, of course, because he's a Maharahatan Mahansa as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Buddha explains that it goes something like that, like this. It says, if the origination of matter is seen with discernment by one, that person would say that there is an existence. That person wouldn't say that there is no existence.
Okay,
if I say that again,
yeah,
yes, if one sees the origination, now he,
arising
Buddha would say, origination is like arising,
mm,
mm-hmm, if the Buddha would say, when I see the origination or the arising of matter,
mm-hmm,
I would not say there is no existence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I see cessation of matter,
mm,
I would not say there is existence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, when the Buddha, when one sees that arising, that person sees the existence. Existence, pavatma, is there,
mm-hmm,
because of the origination. And
mm-hmm,
when the cessation is occurring, that existence is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So when one sees that arising, he would not say that there is no existence.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees the cessation of a phenomena,
mm-hmm,
he would not say there is no non-existence.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very profound discussion they had in that Mahakachayana Gotta
Sutra,
yes, between them. And it shows that it is not that he doesn't say there is existence or there is nothing existing. If you say there is nothing existing, it goes into this Sāśrutavādi and Ucchedavādi, the two extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
And Buddha's middle path is all about not reaching those two extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, when I read that sutra, I found that is so beautifully based on the causes and effects. Because,
mm-hmm,
because of the causes, it's there. If there are no causes, it's not there. It's,
mm-hmm,
the same as that example that I bring, like if you clap, see, if you take rupa as sound this time, because rupa, we were talking about rupa, sound is also rupa.
Yeah.
The origination is there because the causes were there. There was sound. And when it's finished, the cessation is there's no existence.
There's no sound.
Yes, so that is how Buddha has explained the whole existence and non-existence. And when the object and the eye and the mind goes,
mm-hmm,
there, the arising of that object occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And at that arising, there was an existence there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cessation, when these three are not there or pass away, there is no non-existence because the seeing is not there and the object is not there.
Yeah.
But what happens with the delusion and ignorance is, even for that momentary existence,
mm-hmm,
we put a hook on cling on to it with greed and passion, making it to be nitya, you know, permanent,
eternal.
And yes, in existence, that it is there, it is mine, and it is pleasurable and it is pleasant, because we don't see the yatha bhuta jnani, that it passes momentarily. As soon as it arises, it's passing away. And we cling on to that moment there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, makes our kayanupassana, doing kayanupassana, so profound. But because even that existence, within that momentary existence, because of the causes, you see the atomic arising, passing of the atomic vibration, and it is anicca swabhava, and it's dukkha nature, because it's changing, and that you can't control it, and you can't say it's mine.
Yeah.
So anicca dukkha anatta, you see in that momentary existence that it is, so you can get detached from it, and you can easily let go of that object.
Mm-hmm.
So even without thinking, there is no existence out there, there is nothing there, so there is nothing to get attached to, I would say that whatever that is existing, because of the origination of existence,
mm-hmm.
is subject to anicca dukkha anatta.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that anicca dukkha anatta, you have viraga,
mm-hmm.
and then nibbida, kalaki, mm-hmm. you get dispassionate about it, and you don't see any value of it. And then patinisaga, you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have let go of it, within it and without it, you can be. You can be in the world. You don't have to say, I have to go to a jungle, or I have to go away from this, or away
mm-hmm.
from music, or away from nice sights, pleasurable sights. You can be within that, face to face with the sights and the sound and the smells and the sensations, knowing their true nature, you have become dispassionate and let go of it. It doesn't really matter to you whether they're there or not
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So you reach inside you reach that tata stage
mm-hmm.
where it doesn't fluctuate with aversion or attachment.
Mm-hmm.
That again is such a beautiful Dhamma point, where you don't say this existence is bad, it's not there, and I'm going away, I'm shunning away from it. You don't, that can be an aversion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're in it without attachment, without aversion. So even you come to a stage where you see good or bad happening, or the nice and not nice, right and wrong, and good and bad, don't have any judgment like that, because they are all arising and passing,
mm-hmm.
and arising and passing, whatever that's arisen and passed, is subject to anicca dukkha anatta.
Mm-hmm.
So who is there to judge, this is good, this is bad, this is nice, this is not nice, this is what I cling to, this is what I say I don't want. So the total attachment and aversion disappears. So there's no greed, there's
mm-hmm.
no anger,
mm-hmm.
and that disappears, because the true nature is the rising and passing away of phenomena, actually, dhammata, dhamma. So in that sense, starting with rupa, you see through your meditations.
Mm-hmm.
We do a beautiful meditation called the mind movement meditation,
mm-hmm.
where you, as Ravi said, the vijnana is that what makes a nama rupa arise and pass because of vijnana, and vijnana is there because of nama rupa, hetupala dhamma again. And that you can see working in each sensory base,
mm-hmm.
in the eye base, ear base, nose, tongue, and the body and the mind. This nama rupa paccaya vijnana, vijnana paccaya nama rupa, by this mind movement meditation, and where you follow the nama rupa hitting, you know, the outside objects impinging on your sense bases, and the vijnana moving from one sense base to the other.
Okay.
And that process that happens at each sense base would be nama rupa, paccaya vinyana, vinyana paccaya nama rupa. And through that you could see the whole of the paticchasamuppada unfolding every moment. It moves from one sense base to the other.
Okay.
So we need to take an existence and non-existence to go through the middle path,
mm-hmm.
without going to say, yes, there is existence, or no, there is no existence.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Ashrutavada and Uchedavada.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha's teaching is because of causes, there can be existence. And because no causes, there is no existence.
Mm-hmm.
In that principle. And seeing that moment to moment, arising and passing, the Kaya Nupassana meditations where you see the whole body going to vibration and all mm-hmm. the outside, what you call objects, all in atomic vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I would think, the deepest level of seeing anicca and arising and passing. And then you don't see any value in something that is so transient.
Mm-hmm.
And let go. And the clinging is reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Stage by stage,
okay.
as you proceed and progress in the
yeah.
path.
Yes. Mm. Yes, Professor Ravi, Dr. Shiroma mentioned about this anicca dukkha anatta, but before, I have something to ask about that as well, but before we come to that, is there anything that you would like to add to her commentary?
Yes. This needs a long time to explain, but
yeah.
I'll give the points.
Yeah.
One thing is, now, one has to realize something that is those qualities, you know,
yeah.
arising and passing. That means by seeing arising,
mm-hmm.
you can't come into a conclusion it is existing.
Yes.
Then, when you see the cessation nature,
mm-hmm.
you can't come to a conclusion nothing exists.
Yeah.
Right? This clearly mentioned, as Dr. Shiroma quoted, that Kachanagata Sutra. But this is a kind of realization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, worldly level, we have rupa.
Mm-hmm.
There's something existing. This is body is existing. That is where we start.
Yeah.
So, according to Dhamma, we know it's a kind of delusion
mm-hmm.
or wrong belief. Because we are in the belief that this is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Buddha has completely rejected that.
Mm-hmm.
If you think something is there, it's a wrong belief. Right? That is Sasvatavada.
Yeah.
Then, if you come to a conclusion, there's nothing existing. That is also another wrong belief. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to many practitioners is, they start with this body, for example. Because we used to believe, I or myself
mm-hmm.
is there in this
mm-hmm.
body. So we try to break this down into maybe 32 parts of the body, or the four elements like Pataria, Papirio, Ayo, and so on. Then end up with the conclusion, there's nothing, no one.
Mm-hmm.
So believing one is there is a wrong belief. Believing not existing also
yeah.
another wrong belief.
Yeah, because
so
even the Buddha said
nacha anyo
mm. regarding the
yeah.
rebirth process.
So that is Buddha has completely very rejected that
mm-hmm.
in many places. There were such beliefs during
mm-hmm.
Buddha's time in India.
Yeah.
Like Sasvatavada and Uchedavada and 60 to such wrong beliefs,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, Buddha has rejected all those things, giving reasons. So
mm-hmm.
that is what this Kachanagata Sutta, he explained to Kachanagata. When someone sees arising nature, there can be a, belief, something is existing. When you see the cessation nature, there can be a belief, nothing existing. But
yeah.
both those are just beliefs only, wrong beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Not the paticca samuppada or the hetupala, the connection.
Yeah.
So that is two things, and also the Shiroma took this example, the sound. This is the most easiest thing for you to understand this principle. Yes, so you know one sound, when you hear the sound only, it is existing. Not just before that or not just after that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is arising and passing away. For example, the clicking sound of the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So earlier sound is already passed.
Yeah.
So new sound appears, but you can't say it is existing before you are telling that it is ceasing. Right? Passing away.
Is it because that it is of changing nature?
Yes.
Hmm.
So this is something you can start with, of course. But the problem is, you can see that for sounds, the changing sounds. But it is one tone, continuous one, probably you may get some other questions.
Mm-hmm.
And how about if you apply this same theory to your eye?
Okay.
So, for example, we used to say there's a cushion. Right? Is it came here like the sound without existing before?
Mm-hmm.
And has it disappears without any trace?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this is the principle one has to identify, observe. Right? So if you see this particular samuppanna nature, you may not come to a conclusion it is existing, no, it is not existing.
Mm-hmm.
Both are two extremes. That is not Buddhism,
yeah,
what Buddha has showed.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha's discourse is not becoming to these two extremes, but telling about paticca-samuppada.
Yes. So before we talk further about this, Dr. Shiroma, now, according to what I understood of this discussion, it is that the Buddha said you cannot say something is existing, neither can you say it is not existing, maybe because of the anicca nature, the changing nature. Am I correct?
It's actually in that Kacchanagotta Sutra, it's very profound. It goes like this. It says, when one sees the origination,
mm-hmm,
of material, that one would not say, mm-hmm, that there is no existence.
Yeah.
Not there is existence. There is no existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the origination happens, there is for that moment a cushion there.
Yeah.
So he says, well, when the origination happens, one would not say there is no existence.
Mm-hmm.
When the cessation happens, one would not say there is existence,
mm-hmm,
because he's seen passed away,
mm-hmm,
nothing there. So in that sense, it's very, in that sense, he say what he's trying to teach us is when there is origination, because of causes,
okay,
there is an existence.
Okay.
When causes are not there, there is cessation,
right,
no existence. So it's
okay,
purely this whole world, the whole world,
mm-hmm,
is cause and effect phenomena.
Definitely.
And it's
okay,
in the middle part, so that is,
yeah,
the whole of the paticca-samuppada,
mm-hmm,
unfolding.
Mm-hmm. So it is a result of cause and effect.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So while discussing this, I just told Professor Ravi that I wanted to ask something about this anicca, because there was this weaver who questioned me whether it's anicca or anitya,
mm-hmm,
and I just explained to him, as long as I know, one is a Pali term and the other is a Sanskrit term. And then he went to the extent of asking, is the meaning of anicca, does it always mean change? And does every change guarantee suffering? That was his question. Can you help me describing this, any one of you? Yes, sir. Yes, Professor, yes. You have something in your sleeve.
Yeah, this anicca, that's why I mentioned one of the suttas called Anicca Sanya Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can refer that. It's in Samyutta Nikaya,
okay,
Kanda Samyutta, how to see the anicca. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It clearly explains, if you want to see the anicca of rupa,
mm-hmm,
you have to see three things.
Mm-hmm.
What is rupa? The samudaya of rupa and the attangama of rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If these three qualities are there, according to Buddha's teaching, you can say referring to anicca sanya. I'll come back to the other one. Of course, you are very correctly mentioned, those are two languages.
Yeah.
Pali and Sanskrit. And anicca and anitya are referring to the same thing, exactly same thing. Probably you explain that. Come back to that.
Yes.
This Venerable Dhammajiva, in a Dhamma sermon, was explaining something called this Icha. He referred to Girimananda Sutra.
Okay.
And Girimananda Sutra, Anitya Sanya comes at the beginning, and at the end there is Anicca.
Okay.
Icha comes. So I think this person who asked this question from you has a valid point that he's trying to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Then he, Venerable Dhammaji explained, one is Anitya as we know it,
okay,
the changing nature and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The other, Icha, Anicca, Icha. Icha is like not there. It's a different meaning.
Okay.
Yes, that it is like Anicca. Non-existence kind of thing and a changing nature.
Okay.
That way he explained both those sanya, Indasa sanya.
Mm-hmm.
Anitya sanya, as Ravi explained, is like anitya.
Okay.
And then icha, nicha, a, ni, icha.
Okay.
He broke it into three.
Mm-hmm.
It is not existent.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Dasa sanya, that is the way that Buddha had explain different sanyas for us to contemplate on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure your friend has a point there, that he's trying to tell what is the difference between the two. There is a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
We can take it, we've heard so many times that Sanskrit and the Pali words are like that. It slightly differs.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, Venerable Dhammajiva explained that there is a difference in the two. Like icha, ni, a, ni, icha.
Okay.
So we have to ask a Pali expert next to. It's about a non-existence and the impermanence.
Mm-hmm. Professor, you also have some.
Well, different persons can have different views, but I think what we should do is we have to refer that repeatedly. This very correctly, Shiroma mentioned Girimananda Sutta.
Yeah.
But if you refer Girimananda Sutta, you will see it is simply saying Rupang Anicca, Saddang Anicca, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it does not explain what Anicca is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why I refer another Sutta.
Okay.
It clearly mentions what is Anicca Sutta, Anicca Sanya. Right?
Okay.
And then Buddha himself giving the answer. How one can see the anicca of rupa, how one can see the anicca of vedana, and all five these things, right? So this is a very good reference for anyone. The anicca sanya sutta, I would ask you, we were to refer that sutta, because then the other one, of course, these days you can hear that other translation, that not teacher, because of that meaning also anicca. But it is not wrong, okay? Because in Dukkha Saccha, it clearly says, Yampichan alabati tampi dukkam.
Yeah.
Right? So it is matching for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, that is not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the qualities of Dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you took that meaning, it is matching only for Yampichan alabati tampi dukkam, not the other verses.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to see the, you know, complete picture. And where Buddha has explained this. So, I would ask them to refer this Anicca Sanya Sutta. Then there's another meaning as well. Last program.
Yes, other than
mentioned
change,
that.
What else?
Yeah. Now, worldly level, we think the scene change in nature. Right?
Yeah.
Of course, if it is the point, the correct meaning, I would say first to be become arahants might be the scientists. Those who use those different instruments to observe these things and see how these atoms change in, electrons change in, and so on. This Heisenberg would be the first person to realize this, because he clearly mentioned an electron cannot be seen at one point two times. It's changing. Right? But you should understand, there is clearly mentioned in another sutta, the Rohitasa Sutta. By just observing external world, you won't realize this Paticchasamuppada or the Chaturarya Satya. Right? Otherwise, we can use this science street knowledge and so on. Because Rohitasa, in his one of his previous life, he went using his psychic power to see the end of the world or universe. He couldn't. Then Buddha has mentioned in this sutta itself that without seeing end of world and the origination, you can't end the suffering as well. But you have to see the world from your own body. Not from the outside, but internal, within this body. Right? Because whole world is creation using this salayatana and the vinyana. So salayatanas are just instruments only to get different signals. And vinyana is the magician creating this whole world. Right? That is also known as samskara world. Now, coming back to this, I wanted to explain this. Anicca, the worldly level, we think the change in nature. For example, our body, you know, as a child, we know it is not the same body we are having now. In 5 years' time, it is not the same body we are having. Right? If you go to scientific level, even cell by cell, right? It's changing. Right? Not the previous cell, now we are having, and after a little while, right? I don't know, she might explain how long it can last, maybe a few seconds one cell exists. It depends on different types of
cells.
So by seeing this, you are looking at external world. It is not the world seen within you. Even you can argue it, we are seen at our own body. But remember, body also, for our eye, it is external object. Our other ayatanas, kaya ayatana, it is external. When you touch, that's what you feel. To observe something, if you use one of your senses, right, you are already in this world, worldly level of seeing. So Buddha has mentioned that the I am inside this, it's a kind of shell of an egg. We were like that. And this shell is our salayatana. Right? We have not seen something beyond this salayatana. So, if one has to understand this, one has to this pirisinda dakino, to see the exact thing, the yathabhutjnana of your eye, and also the rupa appearing to eye. Similarly, your ear and the sound. Now, if I come back to that sound example, now perhaps you can hear a clicking sound of a clock. Right? But what will happen whenever you hear that sound? You know it's a sound of a clock. How?
Because
our ear sense, that is true experience, previous experience. Right? If you have never experienced that before, you can't attach external rupa for that sound. Right? But without knowing, what we are doing is we are attaching matter or the Satara Mahadhatu rupa into whatever signals we get through our senses. So that attaching rupa is done by our vinyana, deluded vinyana, the magician. So if you believe it is existing outside, that is whatever the level we are, that is wrong. But that doesn't mean nothing existing. That is, you have to tackle separately. But My point is, what we believe exists in something, it's a wrong belief. That doesn't imply nothing existing. Okay? So, this Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati thing in that Satipatthana Sutta, one has to refer what are the results. Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati, this world Loke, what you refer as Kaya, there's nothing to be attached. Right? That would be the end result.
Yes, Damashiroma.
Yes, that's right. So I think I firmly believe the best way forward is to meditate and see for yourself, so that whatever the scientist sees through the instruments, when in meditation you can see through your own wisdom, your eye of wisdom, through your experience, you see it all going to atomic vibration. That is an experience of wisdom, and nothing to do. That is why the scientists are where they are, and they don't have this wisdom growing, maybe the intelligence. And through, once you see the true reality of a rupa and the Vedana is the same, feelings arise and pass. And we do Vedana Anupassana to very deep extents, watching the throbbings and arisings and passings and what happens in between. And then the perceptions come, we can do meditations of the color and the form and how we perceive it, and how, as Ravi said, we match with past experiences and give it name. And we go beyond that with the Suddhastaka. And there are several meditations you can see to see the anicca of all that. And again, how the sankharas arise and pass, the rising passing nature of those. Coming to the anicca, we actually see this anicca, anitya nature in three different levels. First, we see the wear and tear nature, the kshavima, vayavima, kshavima. Secondly, we see, as you mentioned, the viparinama. That is the cellular change, that a little bud will become a flower, and the flower dies, and the baby becomes an adult, and then old person and die. And all that change is viparinama. But the main thing that we see only through meditation, not even through discussion or million times you listen to Dhamma, but through meditation you will see the sankhara, anitya, which is the profound nature of their true nature of material. They are at the flux of it, the flux, if I say that's the right word. The flux, internal, external flux being the same, that only will crack that illusion of existence or non-existence. Not through pure discussion or conjecture or imagination, anything else. And certain teachers say you see that 2-3 times and that's it. It's cracked your vision of the world, and it's turned your vision to samadhitti. And then the whole of the Noble Eightfold Path unfolds, because you have the right thinking, right word, right action, and then the right mindfulness to be there and to be in that truth all the time, in the present moment. And the wisdom arises to take you further in the path. So it's absolutely necessary to see it through your meditative eye, meditation, with pure knowing, pure experience, and pure knowing of the true reality of the all sections of the Panchaskandha.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Shiroma Bandara and Professor Ravi Koggalage, for being with us and, you know, dedicating their precious time on behalf of you weavers. And I hope through this discussion we have lit a light in your hearts and in your wisdom. But still, if you are confused, why not, as Dr. Shiroma said, start practicing the Satara Satipatthana. And of course, you can write to us. You know our address, the producer, Dhammahadaya, the Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Sena Nayaka Mavata, Colombo 7. So thank you so much for being with us, and let us meet the next Monday with yet another fruitful program. Thank you. May the most noble triple gem bless you. It's going to be very interesting.
You didn't catch that in the end. Not much, isn't it?
Come on.
Yes.
Nice.
We try to have another session. But I don't know whether you'll be busy towards the end.
My daughter is coming on Wednesday.
Yes.